Alrighty, Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks wrapping up there. Our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 12 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 48 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Overcast skies once again. The sun went behind the clouds. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 FM, or streaming on the World Wide Web. No matter how you're listening, we're glad you're here. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. We're going to say good morning to Mr. Tom Schneider. Tom, how are you doing?
We're doing great this morning. So how are you in Minnesota?
We are doing wonderful. So I just have to get your volume adjusted here because we're a little on the scratchy side. So let's try that again. Where are you at, Tom? Where are you listening to us, or where are you speaking to us from?
Actually, right at the very moment, I am at the corner of 5th Street and Manitowoc Street in Reidsville, Wisconsin.
Okay, and that's where you make home?
Well, actually, no. We're getting ready to do a show here this afternoon. We start at 1 o'clock, but we make our home in New Holstein, about 20 miles from here.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, good. Well, we know that you are the son of Jerry Schneider and the Jerry Schneider Band over there in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We've seen Jerry many times over the years when we used to go to the German Fest over there in Milwaukee. But we need to back up and start out in the beginning. So Jerry and your mom's name, of course, is?
Karen.
Jerry and Karen Schneider. Okay.
Right.
And are you the only child? Are there more kids in the family?
No, I've got a brother and a sister.
Okay.
And my brother lives in Sheboygan, a little bit east of here, and my sister lives in Chilton, the same town that my parents live in.
Well, perfect. And are they in music at all, or were you the only one to come forward into the music world?
Well, my brother is a very, very good drummer. As a matter of fact, he was the drummer in the Jerry Schneider Band for a number of years. My sister is not as musically inclined, but I guess I'm the only one who, what would you say, took it the next step?
currently playing yet, huh? Currently. Keeping it alive. Well, that's great. So self-taught, or your dad teach you, or did you have music in school, or how did that all get going for you?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
I guess I could say. I had a pretty good foundation. Of course, being brought up in the music and listening and watching and having dad help with different things, especially with playing the trumpet. And I had a number of very, very good music teachers coming up.
Uh-huh.
And then as I, learned to understand music and key signatures and all that kind of stuff, self-taught on a couple of other instruments.
Sure. So what was the first instrument you took up?
Piano.
Piano. Okay.
That's right. Well, that's a good bass, and that was from Dad.
Okay.
If you learn how to play piano, you can go anywhere from there, and he was right.
And that's true. You bet. And so now, what instruments do you all play use on the bandstand?
The main instrument that I'm playing right now in our band is the diatonic button accordion.
Okay.
And kind of self-taught on there. That is a work in progress. You're never done learning.
Uh-huh.
And but I also still play piano a little bit, still play trumpet a little bit, tenor sax. And yeah, we try to mix it up. It really kind of helps with the variety that the band is able to offer.
Absolutely. And in talking to your dad, and your dad is such a good guy, such a jovial, he just reminds me of my dad and that generation. They're just happy to be alive. They're happy to see other people happy and dancing and listening to the music and happy to see other musicians succeed. And so I thought he was just a great guy. Did you take over his band now?
I did. I guess you could say that, although the band that we have right now doesn't really look or sound too much like the Jerry Schneider band.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as in anything in life, nothing is for sure except for change.
Yep.
And so when Dad decided to retire, I mean, I knew all along that I certainly wanted to keep playing. And so many of the venues that we play every year are annual, and you get to be friends with these people. So I wanted to keep that going. And as Dad is was retiring, you know, some of the members of the band decided to go another direction. So you make some changes, and what we're left with is a lot of fun. We're having a really, really good time with it.
That's awesome. How long ago did your dad retire? When did you take over?
Unfortunately, it was right around the time that COVID came along. So it was right on the
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, right in through there. So probably because of that, you know, the whole retirement thing was a little more difficult than I certainly would have hoped. But you know, I guess you deal. You know, you deal with what you've got in front of you.
Exactly, exactly. So the CD that you sent me, it's called the Two Fifths Band, huh? So is that the name of your new group or combo that you're kind of
right.
currently playing? Two Fifths Band. Okay.
That's right. Two Fifths. It's a 4-piece band. I play the lead instrument, like I said before, mostly diatonic button accordion. We've got Patty Shaneborn-Konjerski on the keyboard and does a wonderful job on the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got my son Matt on the drums. And we've got John Cabot from Keele, Wisconsin, on upright bass.
Oh.
We don't have the traditional big brass bass horn like we had for years and years in Dad's band.
Yeah.
But John does just a wonderful, wonderful job on the upright bass. He's got a work ethic that doesn't quit. He was kind of new to polka music, a little bit, but a little bit new, I should say, but still very, very familiar. He is married to Gina Chalkaczewski.
Okay.
Which is the Polish kid's daughter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's in the family, and the Two Fifths, our band, is just absolutely benefiting by the association.
That's a very catchy name. I mean, you think of a fifth as a bottle of whiskey or brandy or something like that. So you got two bottles, huh?
Yeah, well, that's not how we came up with the name. Actually, the name originated with the Jerry Schneider band in mind.
Uh-huh.
When we played our first engagement as the Two Fifths, it was actually just a duo, Patty, our keyboard vocalist, and myself. We played a 60th wedding anniversary party in a church hall in De Pere, Wisconsin. And at the time, we were both playing in the Jerry Schneider band. There was 5 members.
Okay.
So we went out as a duo, and it was 2 out of 5. So what are we going to call this? Well, it's two-fifths.
Uh-huh. That makes so sense.
That's where we got the name. It's a little puzzling to people because two-fifths is not a two-piece band. It's a four-piece band, so how does that work?
Yep.
Well, I don't know, but it's still two-fifths.
It is. Well, it's a catchy name, and I had to study it for a little bit, too, before I kind of figured out that's the name of the band, so very
well,
good.
And, you know, if we can keep people guessing a little bit, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, you always want to draw attention. That's very, very good. I got to ask you about the accordion. So you talk about a diatonic accordion. I play concertina,
yes.
I play trumpet, and I'm a drummer. So I know those instruments, but I've never had much experience with a button accordion. And I've drummed for some already. But are they all the same, or is a diatonic, is there something special about that? Or give us a little education about that, Tom.
Well, by diatonic means that you push the bellows in and you press the keys down. It's one note, you pull the bellows apart, and it's another tone. So the reeds have two notes in them. So I guess the simplest way to explain it is a button accordion typically has, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, even 5 rows.
Mm-hmm.
But for each row, there's a corresponding set of reeds inside the bellows, and the row of reeds is very similar to a harmonica.
Oh, okay.
So, like, say if you play a harmonica, you know, you blow through the harmonica, you play, one set of notes or a chord. If you draw air back through the harmonica, it's another set of notes.
Okay.
So, and the button accordion is very, very similar to that.
Okay. Okay.
It's challenging, but so much fun. I guess where I was introduced to it as just a young kid, at the Jerry Schneider Band, one of the most prominent members of the Jerry Schneider Band, as the band was just forming back in the late 60s, early 70s, was my dad's uncle Martin Schneider.
Okay.
Multi instrumentalist, and the button accordion was one of the instruments that he played.
Okay.
So and he played it so well. It was so fun, and you kind of get the inspiration from that. And then later on, when Uncle Martin unfortunately passed away, there's another guy who joined the band. His name was Ray Wettstein. Also a multi-instrumentalist, mostly a reed player, alto sax, tenor sax, clarinet, but he also played the button accordion.
Okay.
So it just seemed that for some reason I always had that influence on button accordions. And over the years, I became very, very, very good friends, close friends with Danny Jarabic. Everybody knows who he is.
Yes, you bet.
And he is just an ace on that instrument, and so the rest is kind of history.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, Tom, if we can ask you to hold that thought, there's so much more we want to cover yet before we let you go, but we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
I look forward to it. As we're going along here, all the guys in the band are arriving, so they're setting up for me, so
oh,
I'm good.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good. All righty, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is the smoked hunter brat. The hunter brats are one of our more spicy and full-flavored brats. I think they are especially good diced up in a hot dish or a casserole. Come in this week and try some for yourself. You can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. October is Pork Month, and at the St. Joe Meat Market, we're celebrating it. St. Joe Meat Market carries all of your favorite pork products, from pork chops, pork steaks, spare ribs, country ribs, Yankee ribs, and more. Pork, the other white meat, always at the right price and so juicy and flavorful. Cooking and hosting at the next brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are the St. Joe Parish Knights of Columbus with the burger and brat sale. It is the last scheduled brat sale of the year and always weather permitting this time of the year. Come out and enjoy a burger and fries or a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a worthwhile cause. As always, for more Gradient Store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and we thank you for your patronage. Tom, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package of meat there, all smoked meats. We send them out priority mail to you, Chasm and the Meat Market, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds really good. You want to call again next week?
We can do that. We can sure arrange that. There's so much information we need to cover. I don't think we'll get it all in one program, but neat stuff. And, you know, all the folks we've had on, you are the 480th guest now, and some of them been on multiple times, but never had anybody turn it down. They really enjoy the packages, and so we hope that you do too as well.
Oh, I have absolutely no doubt.
You bet. So about what age are you? I know your dad is, what, 70s, maybe pushing 80, somewhere in there?
Dad just turned 84.
84, okay.
Yeah, this past July.
Okay, so you're 20 years younger, 30 years younger?
I am right on the big 6-0. I'm 60.
60, okay. Well, you've got a ways to go yet. You are got it all in front of you yet, so that's great.
I would like to think so.
Yes, we all do. We know that there's a maker up above, and he might have a different idea. I've always heard...
Well, that's why I never try to make too many plans, because, you know...
Right. I've heard...
to make God laugh, just tell him what your plans are.
Well, that's the story I was going to tell you. You've heard that one already. Yep. Well, good. Well, first of all, obviously, and we can tell by your voice and everything, you are also a radio personality. You do radio, and you took over your dad's spot there, too, huh?
Well, a little bit. He does his weekly radio show every Saturday morning from 9 until noon on a local radio station out of Fond du Lac.
Okay.
And he's been, as a matter of fact, the job that we're playing this afternoon is kind of sort of a tribute to Dad in 40 years in the radio business.
Oh, really?
It's a Saturday morning tradition in the area. They do call-in requests and birthday, anniversary dedications. People call in, just want to wish their neighbor a good day. I mean, it is such a cool thing.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to celebrate that a little bit today. But he's been on for 40 years as part of his weekly show. I've been doing it for a number of years. I don't know exactly how long, but. About 10:45 every Saturday morning, I'll call in with the segment we call Polka Comments.
Uh-huh.
And next Saturday morning, I got a feeling we might be talking about you a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So it's whoever we run into in the polka world, whatever I have a chance to read or look up on the internet. Maybe I'll talk to Gary or Brian Bragan. Catch up with those guys, very, very good friends of ours, or anybody for that matter, and just kind of keep people in touch with what we run into in the polka world. And also, it's a good, very good way to keep people posted on where the band is playing. So.
Very good. Now, do you do the spot, though, over on the computer radio, WRJQ?
That is another radio project that I'm involved with every week.
Uh-huh.
WRJQ, noon until 1, Aaron airs the Tom Schneider Show, and really, really happy to be able to do that. Just very, very privileged. And we're hoping to see Aaron today. I'm thinking he might just be here today.
Good, good. Yeah, Aaron, good friend. I've never shook hands with him, but talked to him many times on the phone. We've had him on the program here, and it's just another alternative to listening for polka music fans. Pretty much 24/7, you can hear all the programming over there. And I've always really loved the music of Ray Dorschner, and so does Aaron. And he does a segment every Tuesday night there. A trip through Rainbow Valley, and it's always so, so good. And
For sure. I mean, what can you say about Ray Dorschner and the contribution he's made to old-time music?
Absolutely.
And the entire Dorschner family,
for that
matter. Such talented and nice, genuinely nice people.
Oh, and that poor family took such a hit here a couple of years ago when Ray died. and his wife died sometime later. And I think it was in between his son, Jimmy, the bass horn player. I mean, probably the world's greatest bass horn player. And he passed away.
You're going to get an argument on that.
No, he was so, so good. And I never was able to corral him into the show here. But we've certainly played their music and featured the faithful bassist in some of those songs that he just went wild on the tuba. It's so, so good.
Yeah. Very, very talented and good folks.
You bet.
Yeah, they left us much too soon.
Did you ever have the opportunity to be on the same stage with him, play with him or anything?
Never played with Dorschners.
Okay,
We've doubled up with them and that kind of thing at different events, polka festivals and stuff like that. But never had the opportunity, schedules, what have you. Never had the opportunity to actually sit and play their book.
Okay. Back to the 2/5 band. I just have one more question that popped into my head. So you said you use an upright bass. Now, traditionally, your dad's band was always bass horn, and it's more the German-style polka music. How does the upright bass fit in, or did you kind of, transcend into a different style of music that you guys play now, or...
Well, not really. We still play very traditional German music.
Okay.
And if a student of German music will find that an upright bass is still very traditional.
Okay.
It's not the the big brass tuba, which would be nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
But you work with what you have and.
Yep.
And as I said before, John does such a wonderful job, and it does kind of open us up to other genres of music.
Sure.
Not that we're looking to change what we do. We want to enhance what we do and kind of evolve. So what we find, and it seems to be working very well, by working in some older country, not the new country so much, but some older country tunes, some old swing tunes and jazz tunes and stuff like that. You work those into our shows along with the polkas. It seems that everybody embraces what you're doing as long as you package it in a favorable way, I guess, put it that way. I guess one thing that I've always thought, and I certainly have been hearing it for a long time, and I almost hate to mention it. People have been saying, polka music isn't what it used to be, and all that. And neither is anything else. You have to evolve, and you have to change. And I guess what we like to do is play in front of people that maybe wouldn't normally come out to a Sunday afternoon polka dance.
Yep.
Okay, but then when they're there, you play them polkas, and you see their toes tapping, and they're smiling, and they're loving life, and they're listening to polka music. So I guess it's our way to, enhance not only what we do, but to maybe advance polkas a little bit. I don't know. I hope it works.
You bet.
I think it will.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, the days of going to a ballroom or a dance, sitting down to see a 10, 12-piece Whoopi John band or Elmer Scheid band or Babe Wagner band are probably gone by. But the bands that seem to be successful these days are the maybe 3, 4, 5-piece bands. They're combos, and they can play a number of different styles and maybe give a variety. People are looking for variety. They like to get out there and two-step. They like to get out there and maybe do a little rock and roll or swing dancing, whatever. But if you're just going to play one style, just the old-time polkas and waltzes, you don't see that anymore.
Well, you not as much.
No.
You really don't. But I guess one thing that I always like to interject when that conversation comes in is there isn't a single business, a single person doing the same thing today that they did 25, 30 years ago.
Whatever their line of work, yep.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whether it's music, business, certainly computers, and my goodness, how they have evolved over the years. And it doesn't take 25 years for that to evolve. It evolves very, very quickly. But, if you're willing to evolve and still package it in a way that people have a good time, it's not so much the music you play, but as how the people feel when they leave the venue for that, after spending the afternoon with you. If they feel like they've been entertained, then you've done your job.
So, you bet.
But part of our job is to embrace polkas, embrace the heritage. It's where we all came from, and that's what we do, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Very good. Just before we let you go here, you sent me a CD here, and it's a copy of a recording that you did live at the Manitowoc St. Pub, I think it says.
And the Manitowoc Street Pub. That's where we're playing this afternoon. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Just give us a little background on that recording. It's a live recording,
well,
huh?
We did a live recording with actually our sound engineer was a gentleman by the name of Steve Noltham, who is the guitar player for Carol and the Keynotes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a band you might be familiar with.
I am, yes.
But Steve is a very, very dear friend of ours, and he also does a little bit of recording on the side. So he agreed to come and do this little experiment with us. I think it turned out pretty good. It is a live recording. We did not go back and delve in other parts or erase anything. So if there's a mistake or two on there, it's going to be there forever.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Now, do you have other recordings?
We've got one other one that we did a number of years ago. We never really released it as such or produced it in any big numbers. But, as far as future recordings are concerned, we might try another project like that again, a live recording. I like it. I'm kind of a purist that way. I like it live. I like it real. And we'll see what happens.
Very good. And the future, you said you're playing today. A lot of other work lined up?
Well, we're coming off of easily our busiest time of the year. This will be our fourth engagement for the week.
Okay.
We had three last week. We've only got one next week in Greenville, Wisconsin, just outside of Appleton, and then that's going to wrap it up for October for us.
Okay.
We've got a few, getting closer to the holiday season.
Sure.
Things slow down a little bit, but at the same time, it's also a little bit of a time for a rest and a break.
Oh, there you go.
We've been working pretty hard.
You bet. And do you have a day job too besides music, Tom?
I guess you could say I am self-employed. My wife and I have a number of properties that we manage, and we also help our daughters manage their businesses. One of our daughters, very, very involved in the music industry, if you would want to put it that way, is a dance instructor, teaching ballet and jazz and tap and stuff like that. And we operate a dance studio. She is the executive director. And then our other business is a very small coffee shop, boutique, and bakery. All this is located in New Holstein, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And we have a family of sprouting entrepreneurs, and my job is to help them.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Tom, our time is about run out, and I know you have to get busy and get setting up for your job coming up. I usually ask everybody before I let them go, think back in time, and you've got some memories there. Is there one that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise? I mean, we've heard of people getting awards, Music Hall of Fame, playing in Carnegie Hall or whatever to thousands of people, getting stuck in snowstorms. What do you have for us today, Tom?
Well, that's a good question. I guess one of the highlights of our playing career was in the Jerry Schneider Band back in, I believe it was 1991, when the Berlin Wall came down in Germany. The Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. hosted a tribute to Germany and the fact that the wall came down, and we were invited through the help of Senator Herb Kohl at the time, invited us to come out and perform at the Kennedy Center, and That was fun.
I believe it.
It was very interesting. I mean, we got the tour around the area. A very, very good friend of mine from high school lives out in that area, lived out there then, still does. And he came down, spent some time with us, toured us around the area. We played our engagement at the Kennedy Center, and we had just a wonderful time. That's one of many.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, as you live life, you just never know what curve is going to get thrown at you, and so you kind of roll with the punches. So
that's right.
That is just awesome. Very, very neat. Well, Tom, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I always tell everybody, the good Lord willing, we will visit with you again sometime down the road. How's that?
Well, it can't come soon enough. So I just really appreciated the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you so much. We'll let you run. Have a great afternoon there, the job over there. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All right. And there he goes. Tom Schneider, our 480th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by his band, the Two-Fifths Band, in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks there, wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play program with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. And it was our 480th edition. And boy, Tom Schneider, what a great guest and a great band. And look forward to seeing his band as we travel now in retirement, maybe get a chance to travel to Wisconsin and take in one of his jobs. Yes, the Two-Fifths Band. Right now, we're going to start out music by Tom Schneider and the Two-Fifths Band. And it's one called Tony's Polka. We'll be right back. Tom Schneider and the Two Fifths Band, one called Tony's Polka. Right now it's another polka tune, one called Es War Nur Sand. And I think that one did not come through. Okay, so let's try. We'll move to this one. This one is one called the San Antonio Rose.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. Dear Mr. Shane, please let me explain. My dear Mr. Shane means that you're grand. Again, I'll explain, means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. It's language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Try to explain my mere vis to shame, so kiss me and say you'll understand. Just let me try to explain. My dear Mr. Shane means that you're grand. My dear Mr. Shane, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. Means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar.
And that is the Two Fifths Band off of their live recording. And the numbers are not the same as the song title. So that was not San Antonio Rose, but rather that was by Mir Bis Duchesne. Very, very nice arrangement there of an old Andrews Sister number from 1932. All righty. Well, we're coming up on 1230 here on KASM in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie B and the gang over there. And Jeannie B, of course, texting me information, as she always does, about upcoming trips. And so here she says, for tomorrow, tell the folks about a last call, have a ball invitation to everyone wishing to join the guest on the Christmas in Branson tour, which departs November 10th, and also the Nashville Christmas Memories tour, November 24th. Both tours have just a few seats available, with final deadlines tomorrow, Monday. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1582, to reserve your seats. Both tours include Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach, Experience Guide, lodging, many meals, shows, sightseeing, holiday goodies, indoor prizes on the bus, on the coach. Yes, experience Branson and Nashville in Jeannie B style. There is a variety of one-day tours awaiting for you to enjoy. Shows include the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Log Theater, featuring Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Jerry Lee Lewis music. On November 9th, the Jersey Boys at the Chan Hassen. And on December 20th, has Jeannie B's returning for the fourth tour. And that is the Hilarious Church Basement Ladies. They will keep you laughing at their holiday show, I'm Dreaming of a Loony Lutheran Christmas, on December 2nd. Lots of tours there is what Jeannie's trying to tell you. And limited time and limited seats. So give her a call. Call tomorrow. A very merry holiday will be spent on December 1st as the tour heads to Christmas in the Mansions in Little Falls. This tour will feature Jeannie B's family leading the carols at the piano in the mansion following the tour. All tours include a meal, holiday goodies, and presents for prizes on the coach. Again, call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581, for tour details and to reserve the tour of your choice. As Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she proudly brings us the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We get back to the music of the Two Fifths Band. Time for just a couple more. And this one, if I've got the right one, it's one called the Lindenahl Polka.
Sign from Frau im Mundrock. Ich bin Haus Lindenahl.
Tom Schneider and the Two Fifths Band and one called the Lindenall Polka. Yes, indeed. Good music for you there. All right, here's another popular tune, one called the Happy Wanderer. Tom Schneider and the Two Fifths Band. Schneider and the Two Fifths Band, one called the Happy Wanderer. Good stuff for you there. Got to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a waltz tune, one called Save the Last Dance. Tom Schneider and the Two Fifths Band.
As we touch silently, let my heart by now, don't you know? Can't you see? Pretend that you care this moment and dance the last dance with me.
Tom Schneider and the Two Fifths Band and one called Save the Last Dance Waltz. Takes us to 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we'll get to the rest of the program after this.